nonsense before we begin the Scared Kelly Talent Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Pinkud, along with Johnny. Tonight we are discussing how distance learning seems to be a challenge for those needing additional help, which is a big deal for a lot of people. It's definitely something that has to be discussed. Johnny, how do you feel about this whole distance learning and being an issue for those struggling? Oh yes, great.
Now, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, now that everyone indefinitely out of school and they're doing distance learning, this is going to be an impact for so many areas. And those who need extra help may not get the help that they deserve and that's required with their IEPs.
I know some places the internet is not as good as down in the more urbanized areas.
Oh, yeah. A lot of places don't have the high speed, or if they do, it's either more expensive, and families may not be able to afford it, which is a struggle in and of itself when it comes. And now that there are families having to do work from home and kids having to do online schooling, some families may not be able to do it just by what their situation is. And it makes things a challenge. And how could people, and if schools aren't giving aren't able to give the proper care and handling their IEPs, how does that even work out for kids to actually be able to succeed? And there's
a steady connection.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'd be like, that.
Yeah. And some schools aren't giving it, making it mandatory, but there's a lot of issues when they're expecting people to do the work and they're not in school. Even though this isn't a vacation, students will make it into a vacation, which isn't going to help them.
Trust me, folks, it is not a vacation.
Far from it, and good topic. Good leaning.
This is like unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, and very unpredictable.
We don't know how long this is going to last.
Mm-hmm. And very little light until the tunnel is basically able to give basically until there's any light at the end of the tunnel, which is difficult for people who have anxiety and watching people.
Yeah.
Yes, people could go in with this situation. People can go and get checked out and get tests if it's a dire straits or if it's a life or death situation. Or
if it's like absolutely necessary.
Right. Especially if there's something that isn't common, which there are some places that aren't as much as getting into tangent of current situations with hospitals. There's a lot of things that are being neglected in some hospitals and not following the guidelines, which at that point, people aren't even saying that they don't want to wear masks too. So, and apparently on a,
I would wear that mask.
Don't chant it. And there's also a lot of things that people are trying to do while being on their stay-at-home orders. There's a lot that we could do to pass the time, more or less.
I mean, there's, like, lots of things you can do.
Yeah. You could go for a walk. Alone.
As long as you're socially distant, of course.
Yes. And not going to places with 20 people plus, which has happened. So, there's Netflix. You could work out while practicing safe social distancing.
Tons of good stuff on Netflix. Like,
mm-hmm.
Was everyone's binging that show, Tiger King?
Mm-hmm. So, there's many things people could do while being socially distanced. And for those who are going to stores, things are changing. So people could actually practice social distancing.
I think Walmart's five or 10 people per 1,000 square foot or something?
Yep.
Like 20% of their store capacity.
Yeah.
Or you can do what I do. You get crafty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's getting me through these times. Like.
Yeah.
Trying to walk a dog, plant a garden, you know. If you have to go outside, at least you could go right in your house area alone.
Right.
Do some yard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot that could be done without potentially putting people at risk, which
or
I think is.
Worst comes to worst, sit on your couch and watch cartoons.
Yeah. And there's so many things going on where you could even start thinking about travel for the next year.
Yeah.
Try to have that. Yes, things might be different for the summer and fall for Thanksgiving and other upcoming holidays, depending on the second wave.
Yeah.
But if this hasn't helps people get get to see any, get to realize that things could be a lot worse, and for those, and as well as knowing that you could also be doing activism work, because there are groups still out there being mistreated with this virus, and it does happen. It's not a, ableism isn't going away.
Oh, no, it's definitely not going away.
Nope, and I just received an email from the, who was it? Someone part of the Pennsylvania, let me look, because I, good on air. It was the Pennsylvania Disability Rights Organization. They have actually sent out a Disability Rights Pennsylvania has sent out a full-on briefing that they are now putting a complaint in for Pennsylvania for their lack of care for those with different abilities, and basically putting lives on the line when it isn't needed. So there's a big issue, and no one should have to be worried if something happens, will they be okay?
Yeah, I know it's tough out there.
Yes, it is. And the fact that it's becoming that, yes, you could be, your mind could be, is affected by being home and just having the being affected by this.
Yeah. I know when this all started, like my mental health was.
Right.
I was freaking the heck out.
And you've been on your self-quarantine.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know anymore. 4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks. Because, some parts of Pennsylvania start before others.
But then again, I was in the original counties that were under it.
Yeah, so you're going on a month.
Yeah.
4 weeks is a month, so I guess it's definitely going to make an impact for those who've been on it longer, and for those who are struggling with it, feeling lonely or having different anxieties. Having anxieties, being concerned, it's normal. It is very normal when you're not used to what's going on.
Yeah, it's been about 4 weeks since I put myself under the self-quarantine. Before they even announced it perfectly.
And then now it's a mandatory. It's a statewide. So.
And that was under my own.
Yeah. And everyone and if everyone is practicing self-distance, maybe there could be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But no one really knows unless, unless you're actually being 100% following these guidelines, because if there are people who want to get off of this quarantine, please follow what your what people are saying, because this is not something you just say, I'm going to break this. Then would you want to become like New York or be in dire straits when Pennsylvania is doing good? And there's no, they haven't reached max capacity, which is a really good thing. And
there are some counties by me, cases like in the thousands.
Philadelphia, for sure.
Philadelphia, Montgomery County.
Right.
Which is just to the north there.
But isn't 1,000 cases? Yes, it still isn't good. But being thousands isn't necessarily. It definitely puts things. Definitely makes you really think about what's going on.
Dang, and those counties are a lot more densely populated, but still.
Mm-hmm. And if people aren't following what's going on or taking it seriously, it's bound, these spikes will happen.
Yeah.
And for those who want this to end, we all do. But it won't end until everything, until everyone's literally, doing
their
part.
The more we socially distance, the more the hospitals can actually keep up.
Yeah. And so far, Pennsylvania is doing really good. And right now, I'm appreciative of people who are understanding what's going on. There is a need for this. This is not just people saying stay home for the hell of it. And I know I got hate for going on to Governor Wolf's page for just saying, well, it's everyone has to do their part. And people had the nerve to basically say, oh, it's your problem if things are going on. Well, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're leaving a lot of people open to get sick.
Exactly.
And would they like it if their family members were affected? I don't think so. So how about do everyone a favor?
Stay home.
And stay home. And also wash your damn hands. That would be much appreciated.
Yeah.
Especially with this notion of one group matters more than another. Or people are invincible. No one's invincible to this.
You are not immune.
You're not immune. And the repercussions of your actions will ultimately put people at risk. That this could have all been prevented.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. And the more people could stay home, better things are actually going to happen.
The more we stay home, the more under control we can get this.
And also, if you're able to stay home, it will be a new normal, but isn't it better to have a new normal than be in this current situation of unknowns?
Yeah.
Which
things are going to get better.
And we also have to think about, if people caught this earlier, we may not have been in this situation. Just thinking about that and knowing how much this puts an impact on people. And the more people realize how much this could make an impact, how much of an impact this can be, this could be a very, this could potentially be a really good, the outcome could be either really good or not good, but it really depends on those who are wanting to see society go back to some sort of normal. And
yeah,
on
I want
that
to see,
note,
get somewhat back normal.
Yeah, I think everyone does. And then next week's show, we'll be talking about summer and potential light at the tunnel when knowing all theme parks are closed. And there's been shakeups, which it's leaving a lot of questions to with Disney, with and really thinking about travel and how your summers could be, you could still enjoy it, but you might have to make some changes. And as much as change sucks sometimes, this change is necessary. And on that note, we'll be back, same time, same place. And stay in the house, wash your hands, and if you're going out, wear a mask. Wear something.
Protect yourself.
Protect yourself and be aware of your surroundings. And on that note, we'll be back next week. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Night.